homeless guy smoking drugs outside my front door again. And I hate the cops, man, I really do. But calling 911 is all I can think of in these situations. What else can I do? It stinks up the doorway to my flat, man. I have sensitive lungs. It's not safe for me to be breathing in that kind of stuff. I have asthma attacks. I have eczema. I have to call 911, even though it betrays my new punk rock identity. I called my mom first and she agreed. And who knows? Maybe they won't hurt him. Maybe they'll just call him a...
The Artists from I Love the Artists by The Artists. There's something about calling your band The Artists and then just really going all in on it that I really, really appreciate.
I can't help but respect what they're going for.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're going to have a song called The Artists and you're called The Artists, you might as well just have like a 2-minute spoken word interlude in the middle of the last track on your record. I Love the Artists. That was, as I said, The Artists by The Artists off their record. I Love the Artists. Before that, on the Vancouver mixtape, you heard Clouds by 87 Inch Moth.
The Big
their,
Moth.
From their record Lamp. That record, that was like the sort of slow down tempo bit. Maybe the moth flying away from the lamp or whatever in the clouds. The rest of the album is pretty cool prog rock, jazzy stuff. Check it out. And before that, we had Black Mountain by the Cryptids, or sorry, by Cryptids, not the Cryptids. And that was from the record Black Mountain. Cool stuff. We're just going to keep things rolling here, I think, unless, Jamie, you have something in particular to say about music in general. What are your thoughts on music?
We were talking in the break about how cool it is when bands do spoken word interludes.
Yeah. Like that
especially
one.
Especially over like a proggy wubba wubba kind of.
is that how you would describe what we just heard? Just proggy
like nice
proggy wubba wubba?
Droney, jammy little thing.
Yeah. It reminds me, it made me think of... oh, God, I don't know the last Los Campesinos song. But it reminds me of Los Campesinos, I guess. They do that fairly often where things will be going, the rest of the band's kind of just going and riffing and jamming, and Gareth is like, and this other time, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, great story, Jesse. Let's keep the music rolling because...
I got to figure out what song that is because I know exactly the one you're talking about.
It's You Me Dancing, of course.
Oh, yeah, and he does a... Well, obviously, it's not.
Yeah. Anyway, we solved the mystery. You can go listen to that track, You Me Dancing by Los Campesinos, on another show because this is the Vancouver mixtape where we only play Vancouver-based music unless it's last week and Jesse makes a stupid mistake. Anyway, Don't think about that.
Nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about it.
Think instead about this band who, I must admit, vexed me today. Well, they didn't vex me, but
band
Google's...
Sure did. Jesse's having internet issues.
I searched this band. Okay, so this band, we're going to hear the band No Search Party. We're going to hear the track Capital C from their record Alterwise. So I searched No Search Party, Alterwise Bandcamp, and... this did not show up. What is the URL, you might ask? nosearchparty.bandcamp.com/album/alterwise.
Boom.
Come on. I searched the exact words and it didn't come up. Bandcamp, Google, come on. Come on. Anyway, this track is cool and fun, and it's called Capital C, like the maritime body, C. And Capitol, like the building that insurrectionists invaded on January 6th.
We will see if it quells Jesse's frustration.
Here it is, Capital C by No Search Party.
Clean your teeth, the wet
Yagmore from The Wild Cages by Jamie. I don't know if you might know this because you were peeking at the playlist, but if you had to guess, well, you might know the name. If you peeked at the playlist, I can tell you, Kevin Finseth. If you had to guess, Kevin Finseth is the owner of a local record store. Which record store, based on what you just heard, what do you think?
The classical music one that is downtown.
That's a good guess. It's incorrect. Do you want to make another guess or do you want me to tell you? Do you want me to give you a hint, perhaps?
Audiovile.
Hotter, warmer, quite toasty, as a matter of fact.
Tell me.
It is High Life Records on Commercial Drive, which does have a more sort of global focus in terms of the music that's in there.
I love that.
Anyway, Yag Yagmur by Kevin Finseth, which was recorded in Vancouver and in Istanbul. The vocals, well, part of one set of vocals and the lyrics on that track by Asli Maj. And the record, The Wild Cages, is out now. It's kind of cool, bookended by a couple of tracks with vocals, and the middle's all sort of instrumental. Field recordings and instrumental soundtracky stuff. So cool. Before that, we heard Youth by Navin Sajpal from his record Early Days, which is a compilation of songs recorded in the early part of his life up to the age of 25, which he is, or 20. He's now 27, so he's old, you know? So this is his young stuff.
That record, because of that age, like, it's all over the place. Just
totally.
Like, the premise is just, like, you just
it's a collection of them.
It's just a collection of things. But every genre that's within it is, like, he kills it.
Yeah, super cool stuff.
Yeah, some really, really great stuff. And, like, it's all kind of highly produced despite being largely bedroom recordings, I believe. So.
Totally, yeah. And, you know, if that's him, if that's Navin finding himself, I'm excited to see what comes in these so-called later years now that is found, or maybe there's more finding himself. Either way, excited to see what comes. Before that, we had No Search Party, the track Capital C, AlterWise, CEO Nightmare.
Whoa.
And now we're going to keep going, I guess. What do we got here? We have, about 12, 13 minutes left. So we're going to jump right in to our final set. This is a band called Weird Hang.
Hey, Jesse, you're not a Weird Hang.
No, never, unless I don't know you, and then it might be awkward at first, but I'll warm up. Don't worry about it. It won't end like this track, which is called Heart Attack by Weird Hang from the Weird Hang EP.
Thank you. know that you can die from a broken heart? Some symptoms are chest pain, feeling weak, lightheadedness.
Jamie.
Jesse.
That is it.
Oh, no.
For the Vancouver Mixtape. I know. I was having such a nice time.
We have to wait another week to do this?
A whole week. Yeah, we'll be back next week. Don't worry, though. If you want to hear a repeat of this episode or a past episode, you can tune in on Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. and Friday mornings at 5 a.m. and listen to the mixtape then, too.
I feel like I'm spending all that time with my friends.
Yeah, or maybe you're doing that right now. Anyway, this is the Vancouver Mixtape. We love you lots. I'll just really quickly tell you as we leave that you just heard LNWLTST by Taffany. And before that was 1956 by Kara Bateman. And before that, we heard Heart Attack by Weird Hang. And then that's it. That's the show. So we love you lots. We'll be back soon. And until then, keep listening to Vancouver music, I guess, or just do what you do. And we'll be back to share more of it with you next time.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bird note. Except around Easter, chicken eggs usually come in a predictable range of colors. White, brown, and sometimes pale blue or green. And the color of a chicken egg depends mainly on the breed of chicken that laid it. Chickens can be found in an amazing range of colors and appearances. But they're all the same species, descended from the red jungle fowl of Southeast Asia, which was domesticated and has been providing eggs for humans for thousands of years. There's a loose correlation between the color of an egg and where the specific domesticated breed of chicken originated. Asian breeds tend to lay brown eggs, Mediterranean breeds white, and South American breeds blue or even green. Some find that a chicken's earlobe color, yes, chickens have earlobes, can sometimes be a rough guide to the color of their eggs. Red earlobes with brown eggs, white earlobes with white. The final color of an egg comes from a pigment the hen's body adds to the shell just before the egg is laid. Breeds that lay white eggs don't add any pigment. In the end, an egg's color doesn't tell us much about its nutritional qualities. The big differences in eggs have to do with the chicken's diet and how it was raised. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Today's show brought to you by the Bobolink Foundation.
Looking for a community who will support you on your academic journey? The Student Learning Commons has got your back. Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.